I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. Welcome each one to this part of the service. It's been a blessing to be here. Appreciate the singing. Appreciate the words that were shared in our devotional this morning. The Sunday school hour, I feel like I've been richly blessed. And looking forward to more. We're glad to have Brother Arliss Mishler with us today, and he'll bring the message this morning. Those of you that have been here a long time don't need an introduction, but Arliss grew up here, and we're glad that he's here spending some time with his mother, and glad to have him share the word this morning. So we'll look forward to that. I'd like to invite your attention to a very unique chapter in the Bible. Most of the time we think of the Bible as being God's word, which it is. But this morning I'd like to read the words of a king. Words of a king that maybe he's a little bit slow learning, because he had some good words, and he was a great king in a lot of ways, but Proverbs says something about, better is a child. How does it say this? Something about a child being better than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. I think that's in Ecclesiastes. Some kind of child is better than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. And I think we can see that in this life. But the thing that I think is interesting is that in our life, we are to be a lover of truth, and we're to find truth wherever to use the truth wherever it is given. And in this case, this entire chapter are the words of the king, and he was not a godly king as we would know it, but it was one that God used in some kind of ways. So, Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar. The words of Nebuchadnezzar. And I say he was slow learning, because if you read the book of Daniel, you'll find in the first chapter that Daniel and his friends asked to be excused from the king's daily provisions there. And at the end of the chapter, it says they were examined and they were found 10 times better than the king's own people that he selected for to be able to stand in his court. These Hebrews that didn't take his meat, didn't take his, were true to what they had stood for, were 10 times better. And then in the next chapter, we have the story of him having a dream and forgetting the dream. And then because the wise men and the soothsayers and the Chaldeans couldn't bring forth his remembrance, he was having them all killed until he came to Daniel. And then Daniel asked for some time and prayed to the Lord, and Daniel showed the king his dream. And then again, there he's all good for God right now, because Daniel has showed him the king. And then in the next chapter, we have building a tower, an image that he was going to fall down. Everybody was to fall down and worship. And there again, God showed his power in a tremendous way by sparing those that were faithful to him. And again, he says, he made a decree that nobody was supposed to speak against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But he was slow learning. So in chapter 4, these are his own words, and I'd like to read these. These, another dream, another lesson, and another learning experience for him. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 70. I'm sorry, wrong chapter. Chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, and to all people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from generation to generation. Recently, probably many of you remember when Morris Yoder was here, and some of us were there at Bible school the other evening, and learning again of some of the wonders of God and his creation and so on. And there's so many things that are significant. I was talking to someone that was there yesterday morning listening to him speak, and he said, if you would take a coarse grain of sand and hold it out at arm's length and cover up that bit of sky, the Hubble telescopes that they have can penetrate that tiny, tiny spot and see into that and then see beyond and just see whatever is there. And he said there's 10,000 galaxies in that tiny, tiny spot. We live in one galaxy, and it's huge. This week, one of our relatives stopped in, one of our nieces, my nieces, as well as some of you others. They live in South Carolina, and they went to Oregon for Christmas. So went all the way across the country, and they were all the way on their way back. They had driven a lot of miles. That is such a tiny speck in this big thing. Such a tiny speck. And yet God is there, and more than that, he wants a relationship with us. That is just unreal when you think about it. He's so great. And yet, this is what it is. So Nebuchadnezzar was right when he said his works are great. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. And his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Those are some tremendous words coming from a man that had a hard time learning the truth of them sometimes, yet it's there for us today. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace, and I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and soothsayers, and I told them the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head and my bed. I saw and beheld a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. And the tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto the heaven, and all the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all, and the beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off its branches, shake his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with the band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now therefore, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. And the king spake unto him, Belteshazzar, let not the dream nor the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. Whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven, saying, Hew down the tree and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, thy dwelling shall be with, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All of this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. In the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, and the king spake, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? And while the word was yet in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. That same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as an oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till the hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and my brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in the kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the God of heaven, all whose works are truth, and whose ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. You know, there's the story of Nebuchadnezzar and being driven from men, but having a hard lesson to learn, but he learned this one. And It would be nice to say that he was a godly king from then on. But the thing that I think is interesting is that God expects us and gives us the opportunity to learn his lessons and to learn truth. And the things that he says over and over again is that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and he giveth it to whomsoever he will. And maybe that's a good thing to learn, to know in 2020 as the elections heat up and so many things are become political, that this is in God's hands. He gives it, and he teaches lessons in life.